listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson.
On the 4th or 5th of March, depending where you are in the world, Netflix and Chris Rock partnered up to release a first ever live streaming event. Chris Rock did his special, Selective Outrage, live on Netflix, the first of its kind. So it had to be interesting. I'd assumed when I heard of this, it was just going to be straight to the show, but no. It had a pre-show, an opening act, and Rodney Chang held the festivities. That's right. Rodney Chang was hosting the goddamn show. And it was fun. The likes of Ali Wong, Leslie Jones, Jerry Seinfeld, Matthew McConaughey, even the great Paul McCartney and Ice-T did a performance of some sort. It was fucking exhilarating. David Spade showed up and threw a few laughs. Adam Sandler, everybody was saying something to contribute to Chris Rock being the shit. Now, the last stand-up special of Chris Rock was you playing your motherfucking tambourine. Play your goddamn part. That was before the incident. The Oscars incident. The incident everybody talked about for months. The incident where Chris Rock got his ass beat up bad by Will Smith at the Oscars for talking about Will Smith's bald fucking wife. Oh, this nigga lost it. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And I thought it was part of the show. Next thing I know, Will is on stage and he's smacking the shit out of Chris Rock. Chris Rock was humiliated. And the whole world was laughing at this nigga's ass. Not Chris Rock, Will Smith. Like, nigga, your wife cheated on you with your son's best friend. And made a whole song about it. Called, and then she made your ass record a fucking talk show special about how you've hailed about your bitch sucking another man's dick. The humiliation, the horror this nigga must have been through. But he speaks on that later on in the special. First things first, Chris Rock talks about a few things. He dabbles about being single and shit, dabbles about how the importance of a woman. He talks about abortion for a few seconds. He talks about spoiling his kids. But the star of the show are the little hints he keeps dropping about a rapper that's upset and might just hit his ass. He even talked about Jay-Z, like how beautiful Beyonce is. Like, even if she worked at Burger fucking King, she'd still find a goddamn billionaire to marry her. Jay-Z couldn't pull that shit off. He was cooking. He talked about how a society where men don't work is really unsafe for anyone to be out these streets doing some shit. But the most exciting part, of course, he did talk about his daughters being spoiled. He talked about a whole bunch of shit. But the most exciting part, the thing that everybody was waiting for, was the Will Smith thing. What was Chris fucking Rock gonna say about this nigga beating his ass on national TV? And the way he closed the show was fucking brilliant. With that mic drop. Oh, the buzz. The ecstasy. It was phenomenal. My man did it. He's truly one of the greats. He also talked about how people, you know, the four elements of getting attention or something like that. I think it's the four elements of getting attention. I think. Could be wrong. One was showing your ass, being infamous, like doing something stupid, like smack someone in the face. Being excellent at whatever you're fucking doing. It be the acting, playing sports, driving a Formula One car, being a podcaster. I don't give a shit. As long as you're better than everybody else. And playing the goddamn fucking victim. And the whole point was, he's not going to play victim. Which was solid. Fucking solid indeed. So there you have it. There you have it. Of course, he did fumble a bag at one point where he was trying to say concussion and he said confusion. I don't know if that was planned, but of course he edited it out. And not like completely edited out word for word. Like, since it was live, he sort of rephrased it, said the joke again, fumbled a little bit. But if you don't, if you're not quick enough with it, you won't catch it. But if you, even if you catch it, you might think it's part of the joke. It might be part of the joke. I don't even know. And it was like he watched Emancipated just to see the nigga get his ass beat. He was supporting Massa. Was hilarious as fuck. He talked about how he was a fan of Will Smith and Will Smith did a punk bitch move by beating him. And he addressed the whole thing. Why didn't you hit him back? I could have punched Will Smith in the face. He was like, this nigga bigger than me. And he was like, my mother taught me and my parents really. I got parents. That's last line. The mic drop bit. They taught me to never to fight in front of white people. And he laid the mic down and the crowd went bananas. Yep. The man is fucking dope. Dope. Of course, when you see Chris Rock, there will be a little bit of racism in his special. Talking about yoga pants being expensive as fuck, $100, and you'd rather take yoga pants that are $20 and a little racist, that when you walk, they'd say nigga, something like that. Crazy. Talked about abortion, I already mentioned that if a woman has to pay for her own abortion, she should probably get an abortion, which made sense in a way. So you don't want to make another rapper mad at you. The next one might not slap you, he might just shoot you. Of course he didn't say that, I'm just saying. It's Chris fucking Rock, baby. It's Chris Rock, the legend himself. Anyway, that's it for me, man. That's my review of this great ass special.
Now that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon. And let's hang out another time. Adios, folks. Adios.